How Would Jesus Respond to Insults? By Joe McKeever. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 1 Peter 2:23. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. In his book, Mud Hen in a Peacock Parade, a funny thing happened on the way to heaven. A retired seminary professor, Dan R. Crawford, tells of a put-down he received in the most public of gatherings, the University of Texas graduation exercises. That day, as the crowd gathered on the mall in front of the university tower, and the about-to-be graduates marched in, Dan noticed the words of John 8:32, inscribed in stone over the door. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. In the processional, Dan marched between the president of the university and the guest speaker, who was also the president of a famous institution. In his invocation, Dan quoted the verse inscribed over the door and thanked God for the pursuit of truth in which the university was engaged, and also the truth that sets us free. A few minutes later, the guest speaker, the distinguished president of an august institution, said, Now I must correct the Reverend Mr. Crawford from his prayer earlier. Truth is relative. It is not embodied in any person. Dan notes, most were asleep when he made the bold statement, but he sure got my attention. A public comeuppance. Ever get one of those? I hope you do, and I hope it's as out of place and as mean-spirited as the one my friend Dan Crawford received that day. If it is, if you are unfairly attacked by someone misusing his or her position of trust before a large audience, here are some observations on your response. Choice. If it does happen, if someone in a public forum pulls the kind of stunt the commencement speaker did that day, you have a choice. You set the speaker in his place, or you can be the hero of the hour. Class. The classy thing for you to do when someone tries to embarrass you, or set you straight, or bring you down, in public is to sit quietly and show no response. Confirm. The absolutely worst thing you can do is to respond in kind, to give as good as you received. That would be childish and immature, and all it would do is confirm in the minds of the onlookers that the put-down was correct. Convert. You are not going to make a convert of the offending speaker, and that is not your goal. However, there were hundreds of listeners still awake in that commencement crowd of several thousand that day in Austin, and they are the ones Dan Crawford could win over, if he did the right thing. Course. The right thing is not to defend and not to attack. Just stay the course. Be yourself, show some class, and you will impress the right-thinking people in the audience who were horrified that the speaker would take advantage of you in that way. The Lord Jesus was on trial. People were hurling lies at him. Many false witnesses came forward. At least two witnesses came forward and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. The high priest turned to the Lord and said, Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you? But Jesus kept silent. You can check that out in Matthew 26:59-63. Jesus kept silent, and when on the cross, people were accusing him and taunting him. They were jeering at him and spitting upon him. But the Lord prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.